listener production.
Good morning, I'm Michaela Savage. The King is continuing to receive cancer treatment, but will return to public-facing duties next week. It's the first time since his diagnosis was announced in February. Buckingham Palace has also confirmed King Charles and the Queen will host the Emperor and Empress of Japan in June. Back home, Sydney, Adelaide and Hobart will host rallies today demanding an end to domestic violence. Not-for-profit What Were You Wearing Australia is organising the events. They're expecting thousands to attend across the weekend. The Joint Counter-Terrorism Team has continued investigations into the associates of a teenager charged over the stabbing of a bishop at a Sydney church last week. A 15-year-old has now been charged with conspiring to engage in any act in preparation for or planning a terrorist act. He's facing a children's court today. Another teenager arrested earlier this week has been released pending further investigation. Meantime, another man has been charged over the riots that followed the stabbing. He's been refused bail to face court today. And Attorney General Mark Dreyfus will today confirm more than $161 million to establish a national firearms register and reform existing firearms management systems. National Cabinet agreed to the register last year, which will go a long way towards providing frontline officers with real-time info on firearms, parts and owners. Carnage out of last night's Port St Kilda clash. The Power took the game by 10 points in Adelaide but lost three players to injuries, including Sam Palpepper with a suspected ACL, while coach Ken Hinckley has this update on the others.
Alir, concussion, so he'll miss next week. He'll go on the concussion protocols. Looked pretty good, to be honest, when he came off, but did the test and didn't quite get through that. Connor's he's got a soft signs of a hamstring, but we'll get a scan.
Your Saturday of AFL footy gets underway later today with the Roos playing the Crows in Hobart. Parramatta's rueing a brain snap by winger Micah Sivo in last night's 32-18 loss to Manly at Four Pines Park. Sivo recorded a hat-trick of tries before being sent to the sin bin in the second half for a forearm to the head of Ruben Garrick. But Seagulls coach Anthony Seibold says they were ahead regardless.
You know, we're down 14-6 at halftime. We got to, 20 points to 14. So we're clearly on top again. I think it was a fair sin bin. You can't play at the head of an attacking player.
NRL action kicks on today with the West Tigers hosting the Broncos.